Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I ain't never scared.
Oh, we're going into our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, gentlemen. First hour. You guys made it. I just want to congratulate you.
I just literally told Bo, I said, I'm going to try to stop sulking. This hour number two will probably be me just simply laughing at the situation and just kind of, you know, just kind of vibing with everybody out in their cars, man, because I think, like I said earlier, 95% of people, I think, are feeling the exact same way when they wake up this morning that are Falcons fans. You're in your car or whatever you're doing this morning, getting your coffee, getting your workout in and going, I still can't believe what happened last night. And it's hard to really quantify. I'm getting a ton of back and forth on Twitter. Obviously, the calls have been good so far. Keep those calls coming in. And we'll keep getting those throughout the show. But I just – there's a ton of questions still left unanswered. And excited for Michael Penix, but this whole fan base, it seems like, dude, is just – we're at a loss right now.
Yeah, apparently I just got blamed for the Falcons never winning.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I'm negative now. See, this is what I love. This is what I love. I got – last night when the pick happens, I look over and my text notifications are going off. And my Twitter notifications are going off. And I'm trying to do the broadcast, so I don't really have too much time to, read on. But I start reading, and I'm just getting murdered. Yeah, let's see you defend this one, Homer. And I'm like, okay. And now, and not knowing at all what I'm going to say or my reaction. And now I get on Twitter, yeah, your negativity is the reason we don't have a winner. You never
this
built a team. Well, you know what? I built fantasy teams all the time. I got a couple of titles in my trophy case.
I see the moment of Zen had no effect on you because I saw your angry Twitter fingers just type. All right, look.
Yeah. It did work during the commercial break.
We're going to get to some callers, but first I want to tell you this news, too, that emerged after the Falcons made their selection, and that was the fact that did Kirk Cousins know, was he aware – of the fact that the Falcons would be drafting a quarterback. Well, according to Diana Russini, she reported the Falcons called Kirk Cousins, and Diana's with The Athletic. She went on to say they called Kirk Cousins and when they were on the clock to let him know. From what I learned, Cousins understood a QB would be considered, but he did not believe his successor would be taken in the first round. I'm told he's a bit stunned. Again, Diana Russini from The Athletic.
Yeah, how about we do this? Let's do this exercise, Bo. I'll be Terry calling you, and you be Kirk Cousins answering the phone, right? Hey, Kirk. You doing?
What's up, T?
You doing okay tonight?
We getting
man?
Dallas Turner.
You doing good?
You getting me wrong with Dunze?
Hey, so just wanted to call and let you on the loop. It looks like we're in love with a guy named Michael Penix, the quarterback out of Washington. He's coming off the board, number 8 here, and y'all are gonna be great friends.
Is Kirk still on the line?
Hey, Kirk, you there? Kirk, I said Michael Penix.
Michael Penix. So he does
the quarterback out of Washington.
Can he run all the routes of the route tree?
He's a mirror image of you. He's left-handed, an elite processor, and throws the ball well and has an injury history.
Can he protect my right side?
I'm sorry,
Terry, I misunderstood you. When you said Michael Penix quarterback, I thought you meant Michael Penix quarterback. You said Latu, the guy who sacked Michael Penix, right? Sacks the quarterback. That's what you meant? Okay,
that's
good.
That's not how you pronounce Dallas Turner. That's not how you say his name. It doesn't rhyme with Michael Penix.
Terry, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Quick one.
Why the F you sign me? Kirkko could. I mean, they got Coles all over the country, baby.
I will deliver your Oscars to you post show. Right now, we're going to go back to the lines. We got Alex in Ball Ground awaiting us. All right, Alex, what's the vibe?
Yeah. All right, so there's something that I'm failing to wrap my head around, and it's the fact that Kirk Cousins got a 4-year deal with a no trade clause, and Michael Penix Jr. his rookie contract, also going to be a 4-year deal. If everything goes perfect with Kirk Cousins, you're going to get a solid 3 years out of him. That's going to give you 1 year to figure out what you have in Michael Penix Jr. before you're looking at re-signing him to another deal. Thank you.
Well, what I'll tell you, Alex, is the deal that they have him under is the first 2 years are fully guaranteed, and then there is some guaranteed money in the third year. There is I think it's like a $25 million cap hit if they were to cut him after 2 years. However, you would be paying your starting quarterback somewhere around $31 million, $32 million in that third year with Penix and Cousins dead money. That's how you would look at it. It's really not a 4-year deal at all. You also have to make the fifth-year option decision going into the fifth year. So, look. Ideally, you want Kirk Cousins to work out and all of that, and this is that means you're winning, and you don't need to play Michael Penix, and you don't have to worry about it, and you can just make those decisions then. And that's kind of they would say it's a future Terry problem, and that's how they're thinking. We're thinking, well, finding your quarterback of the future is a future Terry problem, not drafting him at 8 after you sign a guy.
Yeah.
But just so you know, it's essentially a 2-year deal. The team has they can get out of it essentially after 2 years. They can move on if they want. Third year is not necessarily something they have to do. Yes, they take a cap hit, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still under what you'd pay for a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Back to the lines. Good morning, Sebastian.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
West Side, how you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. First of all, good morning, team. I appreciate y'all. Y'all show is dope.
Appreciate you.
But I'm feeling good. I'm a little disappointed that we didn't go defense, especially defensive end. It's no wonder why we've been having issues in that area. But I will make this point. I'm a little optimistic because I feel like what everybody is forgetting, the previous regime did not draft Matt Ryan's successor. I feel like that's one of the biggest reasons that we're even in this predicament right now. So I love the foresight of Terry Fontenot and the team. I feel like we're probably going to get a good two and a half years out of Kirk Cousins. And I knock on wood, nothing happens to him earlier than that. Nothing happens to him, period, as far as injury go. But if it does, none of us feel confident in our current backup quarterback. It's going to kind of put us in the same position that we're in right now, that we were in the last couple of seasons. Yeah. So I feel like this is a foresight move on them, but I feel like it could pay off. And I'm going to trust Fontenot until he gives us a reason not to. I think we're overreacting, and I want to see how the rest of the draft plays out. Now, if we go receiver, cornerback in the next couple of rounds, then I'm going to have a major issue with it.
We're going to have to see what happens.
You guys have a great day.
Nice you work, too. Man. We appreciate you.
I got a Corey on Twitter hit me up and said, if the Falcons managed to trade up or move around in the second round and they got a pick like Braden Fisk or Kamari Laster, would that soften the blow? The answer is no. For me, it's not. I think that it makes it more of a necessity that you have to hit on your three picks tonight or trade up a little bit in that second round, kind of like they did with Bergeron last year. But this all stems from who you didn't get at eight. You didn't get a Dunze. You didn't get Brock Bowers. You didn't get, Latu or Dallas Turner or Byron Murphy. Guys, one of these guys is going to go to the Pro Bowl this year. Like one of these defensive players in the first round is going to be a Pro Bowler, and we're going to have to deal with the fact that at the end of the day, the guy we drafted in front of them is hopefully riding the pine at that point.
You know, I love Sebastian's optimism. I think there's a lot of truth in what he said. But make no mistake about it, the regime that failed to have the foresight to draft the successor to Matt Ryan is the GM that's still in place. Because, I know that all those 21 quarterbacks kind of failed, other than Trevor Lawrence. But that doesn't mean they couldn't have been, Mac Jones could have been in the right situation in here, right? With Arthur Spence's offense. He was a Pro Bowler his first year. And then he got the Joe Judge, Matt Patricia experience at offensive coordinator. So this regime didn't do it either. They had a draft to do it, and they didn't do it, and they decided to take a tight end at four.
Shout out to our buddy Jason Jones. Also, he's listening on the app. Looks like he's headed out of town, maybe to a little vacation in first class on Delta. So have fun,
Sweet
man.
Sweet Puma hat.
He's picking a good weekend to get out of town.
Back to the lines we go. We got Bob and Bogart. What's up, Bob? How you feeling?
Well, as a fan, after the last 3 years, we really needed something to get a hold of, to get excited about. And this didn't do it for me. We needed an impact player now, not for 2 or 3 years down the road. And I don't know. Our defense has suffered for a long time. And I just think over the last 3 years with the draft, we haven't addressed it.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. So I'll be obviously glued to the television tonight because you got the second rounder, you got 2/3. You'll see kind of how that all pans out. But I'm still at a loss, man. Our buddy Mr. Yo hits us up on Twitter and shares the James Palmer tweet that the Seahawks and Saints reportedly try to get into the top 10 to take Michael Penix. Does that soften the blow at all? It's not a knock on Michael Penix. It's not. I truly believe the guy's a good quarterback and will be a good quarterback in the NFL. It's just about what the Falcons need and where they took the pick. And that's just the simply it is. I think we can all on this show and at the station say we are wholeheartedly rooting for Michael Penix. That's not what it is. It's just simply you have a lot of other question marks in a lot of different places.
Yeah. None of those teams just signed a quarterback to a deal.
Exactly.
I mean, look. You can talk about the freaking process all you want, but the process is broken when you haven't made the playoffs in 2017. I don't want to hear about it. And I appreciate Dexter on Twitter. He apparently is new to me and has never been around me. I have been destroyed. I have been just hammered about my optimism for this team and how I will go to bat for this team more times than not. So Dexter, so you know, and anybody else has a problem, I'm allowed to question a pick every freaking once in a while when I don't like it because I go to bat all the time for this team. So don't call out what I do with the team as the executive producer of the radio network and thinking I should be reevaluated. I have always been ride or die with this team. But what doesn't make sense to me, I'm allowed to say. That's why I'm in the position I am. So you can question someone else. And I'll tell you what, the process, what process? What process are we doing? Because you're showing me three different processes in one. We're building for the future while we win now. You had holes in your team. You're 9 games under .500 the last 3 seasons. Your defense has been shredded. Philadelphia had more sacks in one season you've had in the last 3. So forget me with the process. This ain't Philadelphia. And by the way, that process, ding, still hasn't won a damn title.
Well, maybe we need some more yoga music for Bo.
I think we might.
No, but it's fair because, man, we like I said, we try to be a positive show. We try to get on here and always show the bright side and send everybody on the right note in their car in the mornings. And, yeah, it doesn't feel like it's possible. It feels like I'd be lying and trying to put a certain face on if I got on here and said I was excited about this pick. It's just not possible. And I said it in my video on Twitter last night. I'm just dumbfounded. That's just the only word that I could use was I'm dumbfounded about the pick. You had, as Mike Conte put it on the broadcast with Bo and Dave Archer and Wes Durham last night, a buffet of defensive players. You had your pick of any defensive player coming out this year.
Mike, you might be dumbfounded, but you can still center yourself.
Woosah.
Just take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
Should I rub my ears? If you're in the car, don't rub your ears. Keep your hands on the wheel.
You know what's going to make you feel even more better?
Hopefully Dave Archer.
Dave Archer. He's going to be joining the show, the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst and former Falcons QB. Will hopefully be able to provide some insight, like he always says for us, into this draft selection in the first round. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift. Dave Archer's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.